Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya. So the weekend is now a distant memory, but the good news is home time on Monday is nearly here. Whoop. Good actual afternoon. Thank you, Greg James. Hiya, Becky.
Hiya, love.
You right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, we're matching today. We've got All About the Checks, All About the Checks. Good weekend.
Nice. Yeah, it was good, thanks.
How many barbecues did you have?
I think about 5.
You told me 6.
I realised that might have been exaggerating. I haven't got round to my 4 barbecues a day yet.
Yeah, when was that? Last summer?
Yeah, last summer I was having 4 barbecues a day.
That
just
is impressive.
Because it's easier when you're camping to have a barbecue. So like one for each meal and then a snack barbecue of like, I don't know.
What, just the leftover sausage or whatever?
Marshmallows or something.
Oh, I see, yeah. Good snack.
Really good.
I've never had 4 barbecues in a day.
Have you not?
No, I really want to try that this summer. Can we have a day where we just eat barbecue food?
Yeah, that would have to mean meeting up for breakfast.
That's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it. Like on a really hot day, next time it's really hot.
Yeah.
One that doesn't speak can do the barbecue because he's like the real man. I bet you can barbecue well, can't you, one that doesn't speak? Yeah, look at him. He's like, yeah, of course I can. All right, I'm up for that. Barbecue, breakfast. What, then do you have a mid-morning snack?
No, I reckon mid-afternoon snack.
Okay, so breakfast, early-ish, then the lunch. Yeah, then the mid-afternoon snack, and then tea. Yeah. Amazing. Hope you're right today. Thank you to University of Bath for being so cracking on Saturday night. Chart show yesterday. I won't tell you who number one was, just in case you've recorded it. My iPlayer, you know, like everything else, like Lost and 24. If we reveal the ending, people go mad. So I won't do that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
It's Susie.
You're right, Suze.
Yeah.
Do I call you Suze or Susie? What do you prefer?
Call me whatever.
Okay, but what's your actual name?
Well, my actual name is Susanna, but everyone calls me Susie.
Okay, I'm on for Susie. How can I help today?
Well, I've been revising biology all day and there's so much to learn. I just need you to tell me that everything's going to be okay.
You need and it's all going to be fine, don't you?
Yes, if possible, please.
Okay. Does it help, do you think?
I think it does. It will calm me down.
Okay. How long have you been revising for today?
Literally all day.
Oh, since what time?
About 11.
Loads of... Oh, yeah, all day. So many people are feeling your pain right now and doing the revision. But
my
do you know
name.
What? There's a hero.
You've looked inside your heart.
Susie, you know what?
What?
That hero is you.
I'm so glad.
Sing it, Wing.
There's an answer. If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away.
See, to some people, this may be a little bit painful to the ears if they're not revising. But if you're revising, it sounds amazing. Am I right, Susie?
It does.
Yeah.
I love Wing so much.
I love Wing also. Just visualise it and it will be yours. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'll visualise it.
Visualise it, okay? And do you know what?
Yeah.
It's all going to be fine.
Thank you, Scott.
Does that help?
That does. That's helped a lot.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Good luck with that.
That a hero lies in you.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Well, who'd have thought it? Becky was on E for the first time this weekend. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And it's all thanks to Ed Westwick. Do you remember Becky's excruciating chat with Ed Westwick? Chuck Bass.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay, well, let's remember it, shall we? I think it probably was.
Do you like cheese?
I mean, it's okay.
Really?
Some of it, yeah.
It wouldn't work between us then.
Why, do you hate it?
No, I absolutely love it. That's like, I can't go through the day without
cheese. I just said I liked it.
You said it was okay.
No, I mean, like certain ones. Do you like every type of cheese?
Apart from cottage cheese, which really scares me.
I don't like blue cheese or cottage cheese.
No. Yeah, no. Oh, okay, well, we don't have to eat cottage cheese, yeah.
We could do... cheese and biscuits with a couple of grapes. Come on, it's the best thing in the world.
Okay.
God, it's the worst small talk ever.
Aw, he was flirting with me.
Anyway, who would have thought that Becky was on E this weekend because of Ed Westwick? Brilliant. Hi, Glyn.
Hey, Scott.
So you saw this on TV, right?
Yes, I did.
On which channel?
On E.
E News.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it. It's the E channel. Me and Fern are addicted to it. It's got brilliant things on it, like Kendra, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Denise Richards, It's Complicated. Loads of great stuff on there, actually.
I don't think I get that one.
Girls of the Playboy Mansion. Loads of really good...
Oh, I'm missing out.
It's such a good channel. Really good. And you were watching the E! News part, which is hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Yep.
And also Juliana someone.
That's the one.
Yeah. And you saw this clip, which you've kindly sent in to us, haven't you?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
And this goes out all around the world.
Does it?
Yeah. It comes from LA, but it goes all around the world. It's a global channel.
That's it.
Now, Glenn, you've sent us this clip. It is quite hard to hear. Did you tape it off the TV?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Excellent. Okay, so listen carefully. This is the bit where Becky is on E! At the weekend.
Ed Westwick and Jessica Zohr officially back on. According to him, that's no fault. Despite being photographed together in London 2 days ago, Ed told BBC Radio 1 he's still off the market.
Can you go a girlfriend?
No.
Would you like one?
No. Too much of a headache.
Yes! And then apparently Ryan Seacrest cringed like everybody else did when we played it last week. You've been cringed at.
Sorry?
What did he do?
He couldn't believe it. He was just cringing. The whole team was.
You've been cringed at by Ryan Seacrest. How do you feel?
That actually makes me feel quite good.
Oh, can I just ask, did your doorbell go halfway through when you were recording that?
No.
Okay, listen.
Ed Westwick and Jessica Zohr officially back on. According to him, that's no fault.
Or a sheep walked in.
No, it was a sheep.
It was a sheep?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, I just wanted to clear that up. Thanks for sending that in.
All right, Scott.
Love you.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Okay, Kathy and Kent's been on, and loads of other students saying, revision break now. Okay, I appreciate that people have been working hard all day, so just... stop whatever you're doing, sit back and relax if you are doing your revision at the moment. All right.
Are we shaking it out today or not?
A little shake.
I can't do very much. I did a workout DVD yesterday.
Oh, which one did you do?
Oh, it was one off the 90s.
Who?
It's brilliant.
Who?
Elle McPhys.
The body?
I don't know why I laugh. It's because I've woken up today just stiff and without any kind of L body at all.
Did you put a video on then?
Yeah. No, I've had it so long that when I'd worn out the VHS, I went and bought it on DVD. It's a good one.
Okay, good.
But I can't. I'll just shake my top. The
oh God, you can't even raise your arms.
No, I'm just shaking my wrists.
Okay, shake it out, everybody. Shake it out, students. Okay, you've got the entirety of this song to have it off, and have the song, the length of the song off. Just relax and have a revision break. Here it is.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bodies and the ladies' bums. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
Right, that's it, and now back to work. It's a short revision break today, but like any break counts, so back to work now. Now, it's 4:45 with Scott Mills. Now, last week, I got sent an England football shirt by the Football Association. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
I've got a number and everything.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh,
here's
wow.
My shirt.
Yeah.
Good, eh?
Bright red. Mills 40.
Yep. That's my number.
Is it like a birthday one? Or... someone else is going to do the joke if it wasn't me, and it's better to come from someone you like. A bit. Mm.
Anyway, so I am Mills and 40. Now, you can sign up for these. Mm. You get a squad number. You can do it online. Now, you know my mate Chris?
Mm.
He's mad about football. And he really thinks that if you've got one of these squad numbers... that's where you actually are, in line, in the squad.
What?
And he is worried now, because I'm number 40. How many is there, 23 in a squad?
Someone's told you that.
Yeah, but...
Because I look like I didn't know and you look like you've been fed wrong information.
Is there 23? One that doesn't speak, is there 23 yes. in a squad? Okay, right. So if 17 of them go down or get hurt, I'm in. I am on that pitch.
Is that how it works?
Well, I know it sounds unlikely, but Chris, my mate Chris, who does know his football, is absolutely convinced that if my number is 40, then I am number 40. And he's totally convinced this is true. I'm going to get him on in a minute and explain it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, my name's Scott Mills. I played a gig at the University of Bath at the weekend and did Radio 1's official chart show. This is Becky. She was on E! News Worldwide with Ryan Seacrest. It's 5:08.
Are you jealous? You love Seacrest, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember that time when you went out to LA and then you came back and had you met him or something or you'd heard about him?
I didn't meet
him. And because he does a radio show as well and he has everything laminated.
Yeah.
And you came back and for a couple of days you just wanted everything laminated. Yeah, just to be the same as him. Just
I ain't no diva.
It didn't happen because who has a laminator machine
Ryan
Seacrest? Just to hand?
Ryan Seacrest, producer?
You wouldn't be able to do any of your colouring in if I laminated everything. It would just wipe off.
Ryan Seacrest has got his own camp version of the one who doesn't speak called Dennis. Dennis laminates everything.
Has he got nothing better to do, like make programmes and edit
I
stuff?
Just like it. If I spilt coffee on this script now, nothing would happen because it would be laminated.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Oh, there's loads of people on now, like John from Cambridge, going, "You mean you write this show? My illusion is shattered." Script? So let down, guys. I thought it all came naturally. That's from someone in Bas Vegas, Basildon. This show has a script? From Steve in Brum. No, like, seriously, we've just been talking about laminating on Radio 1 for 2 minutes. Listen to the show again and think to yourself, is it scripted? And then know that it really isn't. But I do have occasional notes, like, for instance, this one tells me about Dan Balan's record of the week, Chica Bomb. It tells me that you can download it on the 27th of June. At the moment, it's on a flimsy piece of paper. Should be laminated. If I was Ryan Seacrest, that would be laminated right now.
I've never laminated anything, have you?
Well, no, but there's loads of people. There's loads of people on who really like laminating. Like Susie in Lanark. I feel you're laminating things, Scott. I laminate absolutely everything. It makes everything user-friendly. Just call me Laminating Queen. Mm-hmm.
Alicia in Swindon's got a laminator to hand.
She's got it there now. It's the way forward, I tell you. It really is. As for, is this show entirely scripted? Like I say, you listen to it most of the time. Does it sound scripted to you? Really not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I need to get into this laminating business. It sounds fun. Jay, on the text, laminates everything. He's a laminator, twisted laminator. I like the person on the text that was also called the laminatress. She used to laminate everything so much. Yeah, that's the way forward. It's 5:18. I'll tell you what I've just started. I'm going to stop this conversation a minute because I'm aware that I'm actually on the radio. What I've just started doing, which I really, really enjoy of an evening, just got myself a paper shredder. How good is that? Seriously, shredding paper, shredding, like, stuff you don't need is brilliant. Look, right, bills and like, unwanted bills. Like, all that kind of junk mail that gets put through your door, just shred it. It is so good. The feeling when you put it down, and you see the little shreds come out. Look, I've just discovered it. Give me a break. Wow, it's been quite a show today. You can get it again on the podcast. We've been talking about paper shredding and laminating. That podcast is free. thank God. At bbc.co.uk/radio1 tomorrow. You can hear it all over again, the brilliant conversation we've been having. And now...
Ow! What's occurring?
He does a good little show on BBC Radio 1 Extra, Monday to Thursday night from 7 p.m. Best hip-hop, best R&B. It's Mr. Jam. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hi. Also on Radio 1 on Saturday nights. Okay, I have to come clean. Mr. Jam has been detained at the moment. Don't know where he is. So, as you'll notice, this is Matt Fincham from The Chris Moore Show.
Hello.
But until Mr. Jam arrives, which he might do at any minute, could you just B, Mr. Jam.
You're really scraping the barrel, aren't you? Was there no one else available?
Nobody. We've MSN'd everybody and there's no one around.
I was
even
when we got
Prod
back.
P was busy off Dev's show.
Jeez, well, that's saying something. Okay, yeah. fine.
So just, you are Mr. Jam now.
Sure.
Becky, you're the same as always.
Good.
Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, today is a What Are Those Kids On About? Special.
What are those kids and people on about?
I didn't work. Let's do it again.
What are those kids and people on about?
What are those kids on about? And it's the return of Jake.
Oh, little Jake.
He's back.
Oh, what's going?
Yeah. If you've not heard...
so cute.
If you've not heard Jake before, this is Jake.
Hey, my name's Jake and I'm from Blafford. I'm 5. And I'm 6 in August.
It's very simple. Jake talks about things. You just have to work out what he's talking about. You can play along at home. On the way to home. 81199. So, for example, if Jake said this...
The shouting pubs and they get drunk and there's what half of them smoke.
Then he would be talking about...
Chavs.
Coronation Street. No?
The shouting pubs and they get drunk and there's what half of them smoke.
That's Coronation. Yes,
really?
It is Coronation.
Oh, I thought it was
Mr. Jam's on it.
Oh, oh, here he is.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bye.
Oh, Matt, your career as a Mr. Jam impersonator was so short.
Over to you.
Oh, that was the shortest Mr. Short Jam tribute act ever.
What did you think of him?
I thought that he could fill in for any of my gigs or my radio shows anytime he wants. In fact, Matt, what are you doing at 7 o'clock tonight, mate?
Washing my hair, so...
Oh.
It's the real Mr. Jam.
Hello.
BBC Radio 1 Extra. Bye, Matt. That was short-lived.
Thank you.
It was beautiful, thanks. Right, we only got to the example with him, so you can play the actual proper game
brilliant,
now.
Brilliant. Thanks
for coming in.
I really, really apologise. I'm in the middle of an interview at this moment in time.
Oh, who with? Anyone good?
With a magazine called Bonafide.
Oh, okay.
A cool underground magazine.
All right. Yeah. So you've nipped downstairs to do this?
Yeah. Appreciate I said to them, I'm sorry, I have to go. My wife, Claire, just basically sent me a message saying, Matt Fincham's covering for you on air.
You were like, oh, no.
That was the point where I started to run.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Jam.
Okay, so it's Jake again, like it was last time.
Hey, Chavs.
Okay, Chavs. So he talks about things, you work out what he's talking about. Here's your first clue.
They have pink balls. That they don't know what to do.
So, they have pink balls and they don't know what to do. First guess is, Becky?
You on the lottery.
Yeah. I would say a lottery presenter. Yeah.
But not me.
Not just you, no.
I know what I'm doing. I'm not allowed to touch the balls.
No, you've got an independent adjudicator.
That's right, it's Drawmaster Martin.
Nice. Often.
So, lottery is your first guess for both of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll have jeans on and black socks and a Barbie or Hannah Montana t-shirt on and a bobble in the hair. And they'll have boobies.
Girls.
So, girls.
They have boobies.
Becky?
I don't know, that pink balls. Young golf, female golfers.
Jam says girls, generic. Becky says female
I've
golfers.
Played this game enough times to know that you go generic.
You know that.
Love boobies.
Loving the laugh, Jake. Loving the laugh. Okay, let's move on then with another clue.
They don't go to it and they don't know what to do. Some of them know if they go, but if they don't go, they don't even know what they're doing.
Right, well, I think we'll all agree that's become a lot more obvious now after that clue. Anybody else for any more?
I'm going to stick with girls.
Yeah.
Okay. Last clue.
If it was a girl and a boy together, that then the boys would win.
Girl footballers.
Girl footballers, says Mr. Jam. Becky?
I'll stick with girl golfers.
Okay. So, what's that?
It's my chair. Do you want it again?
Boing. Yeah. So, here is your answer.
Oh,
girls playing football.
Yeah!
Yeah! Get in!
Come on.
I love his sexism. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Get him young.
6 in August. When you put it all together, though, it is easy.
They have pink balls. We don't know what to do. But if it was a girl and a boy, the boys would win. They have boobies.
So, he loves them boobies.
Oh, yeah. Right, so Mr. Jam gets a point. Let's go on to the next one.
Woo-hoo.
Here's Jake describing something else.
They're like even painted pink or blue. Or white.
So they're either pink, blue or white.
Bedrooms.
Becky.
Baby grows.
Next clue.
The smell. And it goes into ocean.
So, okay. Any more guesses?
Nappies.
Huh?
Babies' nappies.
Nappies.
Do they go into the ocean?
I don't know.
The smell. And it goes into ocean.
What are you saying, Jam?
I'm saying I have no clue.
Do you want another one then?
Yeah, let's have another one.
Okay, another one.
I went in and it smelled bad because Molly had a great big poo. And Mum had one after.
She is going to love him for that.
So, pink, pink, blue or white. The smell goes into the ocean. Molly had a big poo. Mum had one after. What's the answer?
I think you're on something there, Becky. I think it might be nappies.
Is it? Or toilets? Toilets on a ferry? That's very specific for him to be talking about.
Final answer.
Yeah, I'm going to say toilets on a boat.
I'm going to go with nappies.
Okay, let's find out.
Public toilets.
Public toilets.
Oh, yeah.
You see,
yeah.
It's easy.
I'm putting my mind in the mindset of a five-year-old. The toilets, when you flush it, it goes to
like
the ocean.
Pink or blue. It smelled bad. Molly had a great big poo. It goes into ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, see. Can I give Becky that point? Because she was specific with the toilets on a boat.
But they're public toilets.
They are public, so I'm going to give you a point. So
what about the captain's toilet? That's not a public toilet.
It's still,
I'm joking. Go for it, Becky. Go for it.
You can have a whole point, my darling.
Yes, it rests on this one then, does it?
Yep. Okay, what is Jake talking about now?
Those have, like, very dusty T-shirts on and very posh hats. Very dusty pants on them as well.
So they have dusty T-shirts, posh hats, dusty pants.
Workmen. Maybe he thinks that their hard hats are posh.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to say builders. Be a bit more specific.
Builders. Okay. Next clue.
They're like, pick each other up and sing stupid. It's very stupid singing.
Right, so they pick each other up and sing stupid.
Firemen.
Firemen.
Yeah.
Becky.
Oh, Jedward? I can't think.
How different can you get fireman and Jedward?
Dusty T-shirts, dusty pants. Next clue.
If the bad were going to ground, it's this evil person, this evil vampire. But if they don't want to go underground or to heaven, they'll be a ghost.
Right, so... If they're bad, they go underground. If they don't want to go underground or go to heaven, they'll be a ghost. That was your final clue. Answers, please.
Oh, I have no idea.
Dead people.
Dead people?
I haven't got a clue.
I'm going to stick with Jedward.
Sticking with Jedward. All right, then.
Old people.
Old people.
Oh, Yay!
It's easy when you hear the clues all together.
We have dusty t-shirts on, pick each other up. With the bad, we go underground to receive a vampire. We have dusty pants on as well.
Yeah. So, can I give Mr. Jam a point for dead people?
No!
That is wrong on so many levels, but I'll take
They're
the
not
point
dead, are they? They're just old. Okay, right, so today is a draw on Oh What's Occurring. Yeah.
I
so
love Jake.
He is good.
He is amazing.
He is good. Lots of people are asking for various ringtones now. No, really not. That's not going to happen, I don't think. Okay, I'll play it again, though.
Love boobies.
And that was today's So What's Occurring. Let us know how you did on 8199. Thank you once again, Mr. Jam, for being part of it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you, it was great. Becky, well done.
Thank you.
And Jake, thank you, bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
Mr. Jam, BBC Radio 1 Extra tonight from 7.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
So I have been sent this shirt by the Football Association. Got an official squad number and everything. Brilliant news for our Scottish listeners. And Chris, my mate, thinks it means that soon I will be on the plane to actual South Africa to be in the World Cup playing for England. And he's not happy, are you, Chris?
Look, I'm really worried about it, frankly. Because obviously, knowing you, and you know, you told me that you received this England shirt.
Yeah, I got it last week.
Right, and you've got an official team number, you were saying?
It says 40 and Mills on the back.
Right, you see, this really disturbs me because it's either one of two things have happened. You were sent ex-England footballer Danny Mills' shirt by accident. Or, like I suspect, really, I think they've actually kind of signed you up to the official England team as the number 40 player. So what I decided to do is I decided to go online, and I've managed to get my own number.
Which but
I'm
is?
Right, I'm number 100... where am I at? I'm number 100,000. What's one... Oh, my maths isn't too good. What's one and four zeros?
Thousand.
Thousand.
No, 10,000.
No, I know I can't be 10,000. I'm over. I'm 100,000, and then one and some more noughts. What's that, Becky?
Well, 1,000 has got three noughts, and 10,000 has got four noughts. So what are you?
I'm 110,000, I think.
Oh,
that'll be 1100000.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Glad we worked that out. So why?
But I still can't work out how either of you have to play in the squad.
Right, because what I think happens is you can sign up online and get an official squad number. So I've got my official squad number now. So my big concern is that the way England are going at the moment with all their injuries, I'm worried that it's not going to take that many players before Mills ends up playing for England.
One dodgy lasagna and I'm on board.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously I think that's a massive concern to the nation.
Who else has Scott called up to the squad then?
Well, ahead of Scott is Tim Lovejoy, Heston Blumenthal and Tom Daly.
Oh, Tom Daly's quite fit.
Yeah, the thing is, if you get injured, Scott, next in line after you is JLS. I'd rather have you there than them.
Anyone can do this, right? Not just boys.
No, anyone can do it. There's all sorts signed up to it. I mean, as I said, I'm around about 100,000.
Did you just call all girls all sorts? Yeah, no, it's not just boys, all sorts. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. All right, mate.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I don't think we can really trust him on this, can we? He can't even count.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.